You're listening to Talk Sports.
You want to be a beast at lifting, at football, at anything in life, you need to have big testicular fortitude. Look at me. I may have a small penis.
Airing every day from
noon to three.
I don't know why he would want the attention.
Hey, he's a grower, not a shower.
On 1340 WKG.
Isn't it kind of dangerous, I ask? What are the side effects? As he then snatched it away, looked at the label, his eyes grew wide. Oh dear, it says here that side effects may include getting huge with occasional bouts of manliness. He said he had struggled gaining some weight. Coach Mack asked him, do you know why I eat so many bananas? He says, have you ever seen a small gorilla?
Hour three kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour three headlines. What do you got for us this go around, Draven?
We'll talk a little Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson watch. Watson watch. We should, a little segment. Watson watch. Keep up with what's going on because, yeah, he apparently, the newest report.
What are you going to want to say like this for Watson watch after the break? Like it's on a little segment or?
Oh.
Just going to hit in headlines?
I mean, we can save it. You want to save
nah,
it?
No, just go ahead and hit it.
Okay. It's really not that big of a...
I'd imagine you don't have any imaging ready for Watson Watch.
No.
Do you have any music in mind?
I can maybe like sing a song or something, put something together. Would that work for you?
It's your segment.
Okay. Watson Watch. Yeah, I think I could get a little creative with it, you know?
And maybe we branch out and we find other Watsons. You give me an update on like what's going on Sherlock. Like, I'll
go back
and watch that.
All right. Well, for the Watson Watch update today... Apparently, he did meet with the head coach, David Culley. So there we go. We're on
the right track. Today he met with him?
It was yesterday, I believe.
Well, yeah, he told him he wanted to – no, the report I saw yesterday was that he met with him and said, I still want to get traded.
Well, I was going to get there. I was going to kind of lead into that, kind of hype it up like it was all good. But really, it's not. Deshaun Watson still pretty much told him, like, which they haven't met in person. I guess this conversation was over the phone. Either way – Deshaun still pretty much told him, like, yeah, I'm never going to play for Houston. And the report was he pretty much said that to David Culley. So, still, of course, like, Houston is just not budging, man. Did you see the report where teams are just leaving voicemails at this point because they're not even picking up the phone?
Really?
Yeah, hey. Teams are leaving voicemails with their trade offers.
It's me.
Hey, it's the Panthers again. Yeah, McCaffrey's in there. Five first-round picks. What else you want? A gift card. I got a gift card to Kohl's for you. Extra Kohl's cash.
You know, both of those reminded me. I did watch Easy A last night. That movie holds up.
So good, ain't it?
That movie holds up.
So good.
But that, you know, I went on her Netflix rant, but they did have Easy A on there, and yeah. I did watch Easy A.
Yeah. It is on
and
Netflix.
It wasn't buffering like my other site was, so maybe I was too hard on Netflix.
Yeah.
Plex was kept, it's been buffering all week, but Netflix came through. I did watch Easy A, Queen Emma.
Is that, that was probably, I guess, yeah, was that one of her first, like, big kind of, did Zombieland come out before that?
Zombieland.
Because was it Zombieland kind of her?
Zombieland would have been 2010.
Right. Yeah. It was 2009.
I was going to say, okay, even 2009. Yep. Okay, 2009. Because I know they did Zombieland 2 10 years later. So I guess that was the end of 2019. Superbad was 2007?
But I mean, she was.
But she wasn't the lead actress. Yeah, but I mean, exactly. That's when she kind of busts on the scene. When was Easy A? Was Easy A 2011? Was I right on that? Or was that?
It was 2010. Okay. So yeah, that had to have been like her first main role, right? Yeah. In a pretty big movie.
Yeah. Hmm. Which I don't know how big of the movie was. It was good. Though.
I think it's good. Yeah,
no, it held up. I enjoyed it.
Funny.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Queen Emma.
She's a good one.
But yeah, she was charging boys Kohl's cash, gift cards. Let me think of it when Cam said that. Yeah. Just to pretend they hooked up.
I love me some Kohl's.
No, I love me some Emma.
I was gonna say. But that's what he was gonna say. Yeah. Same Emma, but
one poor guy just got her 15% off her Bath and Body Works. 20% off. She said she saved 15 cents on her hand. So
I fake rocked with your world. It's a good movie.
Probably Max out there calling that Indian boy essay though.
She's like, yeah.
I know he wasn't Hispanic, but I was just in the zone. Keep calling him essay.
Yeah.
I was maybe a little problematic in hindsight, but D-bat.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
So The Watson watch is basically just like he still doesn't want to play for him.
Not budging. Not budging one bit.
And the Texans aren't budging either, so we'll see.
What a mess.
Tennessee opens up as 6-point favorites against Auburn.
6-point favorites?
Yep.
Yeesh.
Yep. That's where we settled up yesterday, right after we looked at it, Hayden. I started at 3 and it was too low, and then we talked about Cooper might not play or whatever.
Yeah, I said 5 or 6 is what I figured. Yeah. On the road.
Yeah. 6-point favorites.
Auburn likes shoot threes, and
Tennessee likes giving them up.
Yeah.
What about was it the Cooper guy for Auburn playing, star player?
I don't think they've said it yet.
Okay. Seriously, that he is, because I mean, like we said yesterday.
Yeah, we had the discussion.
Why would you play,
right?
I mean, if you're him, if you're top 10 prospect, like they're saying, and
chances are
you were in a boot on Tuesday.
Yeah, I would not assume he plays the rest of the year.
Go out on top. How many games did Auburn have a game rescheduled for next Saturday? I assume almost everybody does.
I don't know if everybody has or not.
Thank everybody.
Don't
has.
Bother Hayden while he's trying to come up with this or that topic. I'll look it up, Hayden. You go ahead.
That's true.
I'm actually doing a survey for a class right now, but I'll get this or that topics too.
Well, you got 8 minutes left in this segment to get them ready.
Okay. 15. Get my honey pot.
If you need to go do your survey, go do your survey. I'll handle the SEC schedule. I'll give you an update here in a second.
Moving on to the next headline, continuing the quarterback talk. Cameron Jordan, did you guys see what he said? He said that for the Saints, who got rumored with Russell Wilson, kind of gotten rumored with Deshaun Watson, but Cam Jordan, on who will replace Drew Brees, he said Jameis Winston is up next, I believe is what Sean Payton said.
Well, that's not what Michael Thomas said. Michael Thomas posted a picture of him and Russell Wilson hanging out at the Pro Bowl.
Hugged up, looking like
Hill's contract says either, but...
What are the Saints doing? Saints just getting out their hand in everything at this point.
There are 6 games on Saturday, March 6th in the SEC.
Okay.
So a full slate when you add that to Tennessee, Florida on March 7th.
So everybody's playing.
Correct.
So where
Auburn will play Mississippi State.
Ugh. Yeah. Ugly game.
Texas A&M might play Arkansas. Who knows? Those boys ain't played since like January.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh, they haven't played. They've played like 2 games in January or something. Yeah. Like
they haven't played since the SEC Big 12 Challenge, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure that's because that was like the last day of January, second to last day of January.
I was going to say, I know it's been, they haven't really played.
What's the point of even finishing?
They might not.
No, probably. I wouldn't.
If I'm them, I wouldn't show up. I'd be like, right. Yeah. Well, you know, Auburn's ineligible. We're not going to come to the SEC tournament. You guys just go ahead and play on Thursday. That's what I'd do if I was them. Yeah, they haven't played since January 30th. Like Hayden said.
Oof. Crazy.
All right, any more headlines?
What do you think about Jameis Winston, though? How Saints, still playoff team with Winston?
Oh, that's a tough question.
So got a good defense. I mean, they're going to lose a couple players here or there.
To figure out how they're going to sign him with what money.
Winston,
isn't he the only one?
No, we're talking about Jameis. Right?
Jameis.
They're not going to get Watson.
Well, you know, that's what I meant. Yeah, like how are they going to sign Jameis?
Oh, you're talking about...
Like, he was on a 1-year deal.
Yeah.
Well, just because, I mean, I just think that if you're Jameis, you have the best chance of succeeding there. Like, that's a good team to be the quarterback of, and you know the system. So, like, if you're Jameis, maybe you take another 1-year prove-it deal. They could probably find a way to give him, like, $5 or $6 million somehow. If I'm Jameis, I'm not playing for $1 million again, though. Like, you got to come up a little bit better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to be super incentive-laden, I would say.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, he's not going to get a better situation to start at.
Yeah.
Right? You know, he's not going to have a better team and already know the system and like be like pretty much, I don't want to say guaranteed being the starter, but like be the preseason starter most likely.
Jameis, do what's right and go to the Patriots. Abandon the Saints.
That would be interesting.
Abandon the Saints.
Gunslinger.
Let Belichick.
Draft a receiver. Back on top.
I think I'd rather play in the dome. Dumping down to Alvin Kamara, throwing to Michael Thomas.
Seems pretty easy too.
I think I'd
he likes throwing too far for Michael Thomas.
Yeah. Alvin Kamara, we'll send Taysom Hill on deep routes. Go there and get his money.
That's all you got to do.
You're in that contract.
So, crazy news from college football. We had Justin Foster, Clemson defensive end, announced that he is going to retire. This is pretty rare. I mean, we've had some opt-outs, right? We've had guys kind of sit out for at least like a year, but we've never had a guy just completely call it quits with a situation like this, where it's been pretty rare. Maybe towards the beginning of the year we had a couple of guys have some conditions and stuff, but... He said, saying that a combination of asthma, allergies, and COVID-19 has made it impossible for him to return to the field after months of recovery and treatment.
Yeah,
so,
I wonder if maybe...
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it messes with the lungs. Asthma already got it. That's why, like, technically I was supposed to be a high risk person because I got asthma, but
really,
you know, I'm built different. But
of course,
yeah. So I could definitely see that, you know, causing breathing problems. Can't really do strenuous exercise a ton if you can't breathe.
Yeah. Well, we had Jason Tatum come out and say, you know, he's never been the same. A little winded from the COVID. So, and we have our first player retire. You think any long-term effects? You think could see more of this, more players kind of being affected by this? No.
Bro, don't look like Anthony Fauci to you.
No.
No,
I don't.
You don't, John.
I don't. He's got more hair than you.
Something to worry about. I could have went for it. Yeah. I didn't really want to go for the...
Waiting. Time's ticking.
I know.
You got 46 minutes left of this roast.
Yeah. I might extend it.
No.
It ends at 3 o'clock. No, I can do it anytime I want, John.
Well, you can, but we're
even. That's what makes
we're
it.
We're even at 3 o'clock. Now, anything, any active aggression after that, on a new week.
Oh, sorry. So you get a retaliation,
correct,
is what you're saying.
Correct. Wow, Draven finally picked up on something.
Man, Draven, you're really losing to that. My count's like, you're like 0-4 today. I'm keeping count, by the way.
Any more headlines?
You feel better. You feel like the big guy right now, huh? Feel like the tough guy?
I don't know. Just feel like me, man. Just
talking about me. Working out, beating me up. Now you're roasting me. you're just a
months.
Big bully. Wow, John, the big bully over
come
here.
Come on, I'm not a bully. I'm a nice guy. Any more headlines?
Yeah, I got you another.
Okay.
So Sean McVay, really. Crazy quote here. Sean McVay said that is unfair to have the narrative to blame the quarterback for all the Rams' offensive issues.
There you go. Way to stand up for Jared Goff after you tarred and feathered him on the way out when you kept saying he's our quarterback for now.
Like, come on, Sean. I thought this was a little bit of a week. Like,
yeah, you could have said that a month and a half ago, bro.
Like, yeah, say it now after you completely clean house and everything. So, yeah.
Kind of messed up.
Little weak. Little weak.
Hayden?
Yes.
This or that topics?
I have them ready.
Okay. Draven versus Cam today because I'm 4-0 last four categories.
In the last 2 weeks, which is
I got a headache. I got a headache today, too, so I don't feel like yelling.
Okay. First topic is for our sports one today is would you rather bring Bruce Pearl back or Lane Kiffin?
Bruce or Lane?
Number two is never sweat again or never be cold again.
Okay. Seems like you just pulled the cold one out of air just then.
Well, I mean, okay, was that? Those on here.
Never sweat, never. I have
an optional one that we could switch out if you don't like that one.
It's fine. I just the way you presented it was just weird. Never sweat or never be cold again?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the last one is never lose your phone again or never lose your keys again.
All right, we'll play some This or That coming up after the break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
This.
All right, let's play some This or That. Aiden, take it away.
First up, our sports topic today is, would you rather bring back Bruce Pearl or Lane Kiffin?
All right, you got to go with Bruce Pearl here. We are tired of boring basketball. Let's get some fun basketball back in here. And guess what? Bruce did as well. Bruce was winning also. I actually at the same clip we're winning now. Maybe even better tournament success. That's up for y'all to decide. But Bruce would win, and it was way more fun to watch. I'm tired of watching these mid-range jumpers, the slow pace of play, this, defensive battle, but we're still going to give up 70 points and lose by 25 to Kentucky. I'm tired of it. I want fun basketball back. Give me Bruce. Football, we're in such a big hole right now. Who knows if Lane can fix that? Who knows if Lane can do it? Whatever. probably 7-5 or something at best. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's maybe Heupel does the same thing. He runs the same similar offenses, the spread, go, go, go offenses. So I don't see that much of a difference there. We don't know how good Lane actually would be here. Everybody's just a little nostalgic, which, yeah, you get that way of Bruce, too. But also, Bruce has he still won here. He actually had lots of success here. Best Kiffin was here for a minute. He got us a bunch of recruiting violations. Woohoo! Yay! We want Bruce back. We want Bruce back. We want fun basketball. Give me fun basketball.
Yeah, let's bring back the guy that's dealing with all these sanctions, 11-13 at Auburn. That's a great idea.
Yeah, yet he was winning, but he was also winning.
Brilliant.
Kiffin did it and didn't even win anything. He cut and run right after he got all the violations.
I get the basketball fans around here are a little disappointed with this year, a little disappointed with Rick Barnes, but come on. We're still ranked. We're still going to make the tournament. Like, you think Bruce is going to – what is he going to elevate us to? How much better are we going to be? There's no guarantee.
Win more tournament games.
He's in a mess right now with Auburn. Like, and it, first of all, it's all about football here anyways. Like, our basketball team has been pretty good. We've had at least a little bit of success here in the last few years. Our football team has been terrible. We haven't done anything.
So Lane's guaranteed football success?
He's not guaranteed football success, Cam, but I'll tell you what. There's always that one that got away, man. There's always that one. The one that got away. And you always wonder, the rest of your life, you would always wonder, what would it be like with that one? What would be different? Would my life be better? Would it be worse? We don't know. But you always wonder, and that's what Lane Kiffin is. We will always wonder what it would have been, what it could have been. And that's why we would want to bring him back. We don't want to bring back Bruce. We had Bruce. We did that. Cool. It's over. We weren't vouching for him to come back. We wanted Lane
people
back.
Weren't vouching for Lane. Him to come back after when Konzo was here? You're telling me that wasn't the thing? There wasn't a whole petition signed while we had a sitting head coach?
Come on.
There wasn't a thing getting passed around? Where's the Lane Kiffin petition at? Tell me that.
A petition? Like we need a petition or something? No.
Hey, apparently they did for Bruce. It was that big an issue. Wanting him back that bad.
Come on. Hayden, you know. Lane was that guy. Lane was the guy. He got away. We never got that taste. And we've all still probably wanted a little bit of that taste, right?
I don't want to taste anything of Lane Kiffin.
This is two baffling missteps on both y'all's arguments so far, so it's still undecided. Keep going.
No point.
You think?
No point.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I was helping you. You said it was a bad misstep.
Cam was arguing about recruiting violations for Lane as Bruce
got
fired.
Yeah, Bruce won
violations.
Here. That was the difference. Was he out? All right. He may have.
And then he was pandering for Lane right. Back as there was 20,000 people signed to bring back Bruce petition.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. Take some time. 15 seconds. You each make one final case.
Yeah.
15 seconds. Take your time. Get the clock out.
Okay.
Who do you want to go first, Cam or Draven?
Cam went first to start, so.
Okay. So, Draven, you go first to start. This. No, Cam got first word. You get last word. Cam, you go first. Starting now. 15 seconds. Go.
All right. I would rather, in this downtime of football that we have here, have some exciting basketball to lean onto instead of some slow, boring basketball. I'd like the fun times back so we at least have something to appreciate. And I think Bruce would be that guy. Thank you.
15 seconds are up. All right. Draven, your closing argument begins now.
You're trying to compare basketball to football. It's because football is that much more important. It's simple as that. You say football's down in the dumps and we need to have something else. That's because football is that important to us. Bring back Kiffin. Bring back that excitement. Think about who all vouched for Kiffin when we had that.
I have to go with Draven.
Oh,
I do think his 15 seconds are pretty good.
Yeah. Got a lot in there.
It was just louder. Mine was concise within the time frame.
You know I like loud. Don't cry like Cody used to.
You're not
just
the judge,
you're
though.
Loud. Just because you're
Kim, I think you missed some opportunity on arguing for Bruce utilizing top-tier talent that's on the team right now.
Yeah.
I said win. It's correlation.
Second, never sweat again or never be cold again.
Hayden, this is too easy for me because it's about physical appearance, right? It's about physical appearance. When you're cold, what are you showing? You might shiver a little bit, but is that big of a deal?
Maybe a little frozen snot on your nostrils.
I mean, maybe, but I mean, is it that cold? Like, you could easily take care of that. When you're sweating, man, your shirt's all sweaty. There's nothing you could do. What are you going to do when you're out in public and you're sweating? And sometimes, me, I'm a sweater. I sweat pretty easily. Just walking to class, I'll be like, man, I'm drenched in sweat. Some people, and there's nothing I can do when your shirt's sweating, when you got the pit stains going on. What do you do? And it's kind of embarrassing, isn't it? Like, there's just nothing. When you're cold, put some clothes on. Like, come on. Wipe your nose. That's pretty simple. Like, look in a mirror. When you're, there's nothing you can do with a sweaty shirt. Simple as that.
If you're cold, put a jacket on. If you're sweaty, put another shirt on and put a jacket on top of that. Same thing.
You're already hot. You're just going to sweat even more.
Hey, well, I'd rather not be cold. I'd rather be able to, as you say, have the puppies out in any condition. I'd be able to be comfy, do whatever I want. Oh, I got to walk to class? No, I'm going to throw some shorts on even though it's 35 outside because I'm not cold. Sun's out. I'm going to enjoy the sun. It's a sunny, cold day. I would rather not bundle up and risk being sweaty because I have a bunch of layers on. I'm just doing my thing because I'm not cold. I'm out there in a t-shirt and shorts, thriving, enjoying it. Think about all the stuff you could do, too. You could have world records for, like, withstanding cold stuff. You could do so many cool things. You could go on hikes. You could do whatever outside, no matter the elements, because you're not getting cold. You're not getting cold. You're thriving. You're doing whatever you need to do. It's just that much better. Being cold is so annoying, and you have to layer up. You have to wear all sorts of layers. Oh, no, I forgot my jacket. Crap, now I'm cold. You know what? Oh, I don't need it, because I'm not cold. I'm thriving, doing my thing. I'd go with cold. I would go with not being cold.
Sweating is annoying, man.
I can play in the snow forever. I know. Imagine, you like playing in the snow. You can play out in the snow, and you can make the best snowballs ever because your hands would never get cold. Build that snowman you've always dreamt of.
Cold doesn't without always guarantee breaks. A snow. But also, never being able to sweat. Hayden, imagine that. Imagine, like, you could just go for a run, and then all you have to worry about cleaning up, showering, you just fix your hair, you're good to go. Like, you literally never sweat. You never have to worry about
that.
Still
gonna smell like outside. I would recommend you shower.
Okay.
There.
Probably not gonna have as bad as BO because you're not sweating all over the place. Like, you're gonna be more comfortable. You're gonna smell better. Your clothes are gonna look better.
You know what helps with BO? They invented this thing called deodorant. You can put that on.
No, come on now. There's times where the deodorant doesn't save you every time. When you're out and about in the sun, sometimes that D.O., you got to have a couple layers on. You put that first layer on, it's not enough. Throw a couple layers on.
I'm good to go.
Hayden.
Have a good point, Draven.
Sweep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think.
Does it sound like a broom?
I don't think you have to do it with your hands or your mouth because your jacket's doing it with your little windbreaker.
I think Cam's point about putting a jacket on while you're sweating kind of
didn't make any sense. You want to hide the sweat stains, that's what you do.
If you're that self-conscious.
Is it about hiding the sweat stains or is it about, like, not sweating?
That's what he's saying. He said, I can't hide the sweat stains. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah. Interesting.
Highway robbery here.
You told me I wasn't the judge, so I can't weigh in here.
Yeah,
so.
I know. I respect that.
Yeah.
Oh, like it would have been any different.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope. Let's go to break. Talk
sports. Kangaroo Court!
I don't. All right. Partying, yeah. Fun.
Fry-yay.
What do you guys want to talk about? ESPN's ranking their all-time or their college quarterbacks of the last decade. Is that where that list comes from?
The past from 2000, so the past 20 years.
Oh, the past 20 years.
Yeah. They got 60 of them.
60 of them.
Yeah, I don't know. It says top 60. I don't know why
they're
going.
Just best careers, best seasons, best just who the best quarterback is or what?
It's a career. Yeah, it's a career.
The guy they have on the cover makes me really question what's about to happen here with this thing.
Yeah,
the cover of the article.
I think you'd be right about that. Yeah,
is he number one?
Let's see here.
They're telling you that the best quarterback career of the last 20 years is Baker Mayfield.
Is it going to be Cam and Tebow in top 10?
Yeah. Number one is Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield, the best college quarterback of all time, or the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, okay, 14,000 yards. I mean, I wouldn't think there are many quarterbacks who have had more yards than him.
Here's what they say.
At a higher level.
They say Newton, Young, and Burrow had better seasons, had the best seasons, but Mayfield had the best career.
I mean, he got benched at Texas Tech, bro.
Was a walk-on there, yeah.
Well, I mean, him being a walk-on, that's cool, good story. But, like, didn't he get benched there? Like, isn't that why he left?
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
And then went to Oklahoma, and, you know, he was going to be a backup there, but he ended up beating Trevor Knight out, right? Like, isn't that what happened? Was he supposed
Trevor
to?
Knight went to
A&M.
A&M, yeah.
But wasn't he supposed to be backing up Trevor Knight?
Yeah, I think so, because Trevor Knight went to A&M for 2016 season.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And Baker played us in 15. So, yeah.
The Sooners hadn't won an outright conference title since 2010. He leads them to 3 in a row with 3 top 5 finishes and 2 playoff bids. I mean, okay, I guess.
Would you guys put Cam Newton in front of Tebow when it comes to
career?
Yeah,
no,
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
It's so weird. I don't understand. Like, to me, I mean, Tebow's got 2 national championships, right?
Yeah, Tim Tebow's not even in the top 3.
He's number 4.
Yeah.
Does Tim Tebow not have the – is he not the best college quarterback career of the last 20 years?
I would have thought that's where they were going to go.
I mean, he – did he win 2 national championships, or am I making that up?
Yeah, I think so, right?
He was
on that?
I mean, he was on 06, and he was on the 06 and 07 team, right?
Yeah.
Or is it, didn't they go back-to-back, or am I confusing that with
– they went back-to-back in basketball.
Yeah, am I confusing that? Like, didn't they go didn't they win 2 college football national championships at that time?
They didn't go back-to-back. Didn't they win in
They didn't go back-to-back. Did they win 06 and 08? Yeah, they lost 07, yeah.
They lost 07.
He won the Heisman the year they didn't win, right? Mm-hmm. They won freshman national championship, which, I mean, he wasn't a big part of that team in terms of
he was the
passing,
short yardage
but
back.
He came in like he was unstoppable in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
2007, they lost like 3 or 4 games, but he won the Heisman. And then 2008, they went 13-1 and won a national championship. Next year they went 13-1, and that's when they got beat up by Alabama in the SEC championship. Still, it's almost impossible to put together a career more complete than that. That's what they say. Well, why'd you put him number 4? How the hell does that make sense, Mister? Who wrote that? It's almost impossible to get together a career more complete than that. Yet here we're going to try with Vince Young, who you know had 2 really good seasons, and Cam Newton, who had 1 really good season. What?
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing here.
And like with Baker, like I said, if you want to point to the yards, I mean, he's got more yards than everybody, and that's fine. 131 touchdowns and 30 interceptions, that looks cool. But like, you didn't make a national, championship game. Like, I get 131 touchdowns and 30 interceptions look cool, but 88 touchdowns, 16 interceptions, while adding in 57 rushing touchdowns, like, Tebow had more total touchdowns, right? That's bad. 145 touchdowns. I mean, I don't think Baker would have ran in for – oh, yeah, he ran for 21, I guess. So Baker did have more touchdowns, barely.
Sheesh. Still, yeah. I don't know.
I'll go with the guy that got 2 national championships and, and you know.
And the Heisman, yeah.
Which, did Baker get the Heisman or no?
He did, but
– okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, he didn't win a title.
2017. Was that – yeah, I guess that was when they played Georgia Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
It
may surprise you, but Tennessee comes in with 0 quarterbacks on this list.
Whoa. What?
No way.
Disrespectful to Josh Dobbs.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
I mean, Josh Dobbs or Kevin Cobb?
Wasn't Kevin Cobb pretty
Kevin
damn
Cobb
good?
Was setting records at Houston.
I'm kidding. I guess I just looked at whoever number 60 was.
Andy Dalton was pretty good.
Zach Wilson. Okay. Zach Wilson have a better career than Josh Dobbs? I don't know.
Maybe
I don't
win
care,
total,
probably.
But
yeah,
Matt Barkley?
I don't actually care. Good little preview. Our quarterbacks are stupid. We don't have a top 60 quarterback the last 2 years. Let's see. Does Alabama have any?
Oh, let's see that.
I'm sure they're all
I mean, Mac Jones comes in at number 35. Mac Jones has a 35th best career? What?
Yeah, what in the world?
What?
I think it's kind of a dumbass.
Jalen Hurts, Tua.
Where's Hurts coming in at?
Hurts came in at 23. Seems really skewed like the last handful of years. So Alabama had, what, 4? Clemson has, I'm going to assume at least 2 with Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson. Yeah, Deshaun Watson comes in number 6.
RG3 over Trevor
Lawrence?
Won a Heisman.
Yeah, I guess.
Although, like, I don't understand what they're doing here.
I don't either, but I do feel like RG3 had a better career than Trevor, don't you think?
I mean, that's fine. Yeah,
just like he carried the team.
Yeah, that's fine. But like, what did Baylor do during that time?
That's what I'm saying. They had Baylor, that
like,
one breakout year.
That wasn't
they
even
were
the
good
year
as last year.
That wasn't even the year they finished. That wasn't the year they like almost made the playoffs though, right? Or the I guess the playoffs weren't there, but like, what year, what did they finish that year?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't even know what they would have finished. I mean, it was Bryce Petty or whatever that had them.
Oh, that had them really good.
Yeah, they like lost TCU or whatever it was that, you know, they almost were a championship level team. They won 10 games, which, I mean, I understand it's Baylor.
Johnny Manziel at 13. I don't know about that.
Manziel mania was a real thing.
I know. I thought he should be higher.
Mm. Okay. Just a nice little preface, a little, nice little appetizer before we head to the Ty Simpson.
Well, just think about, like, when you said that about Dobbs, like, if you look back 20 years before, like, 2000, like, the 80 to 2000, how many we would have in there?
From 80 to 2000?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Probably have Heath Buehler, Peyton Manning. I don't think, I guess Teague probably would have gotten top 60.
Yeah, he'd have been top 60. You win a national championship, most likely you're going to be top 60.
Maybe Andy Kelly, Tony Robinson.
No, that's fine. That's fine, but I don't know if that does anything for Ty Simpson, who is
I'm just saying that's bad. We just have been bad at quarterback the last 20 years.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I don't think there's any surprise there. Like,
how much of an off cliff we went.
Like, I don't even know. Like I said, Josh Dobbs, but is he our best quarterback the last 20 years? I guess. I mean, Casey Clawson, maybe. I don't.
I'm honestly kind of surprised Casey Clawson's not on this list.
His numbers suck, bro.
He has over 9,000 yards passing.
That's fine, but like 9,000 yards and what? Like, what else do you hang your hat on? Road wins, like beat Miami. Like, what would you put on his like list of credentials? Like, we didn't win the SEC with him here, right? We haven't we haven't actually won the SEC since 98. So, I mean, like, what do you put on his resume?
So, he only made the championship game one time, right? They didn't make it anymore. They made it in
01 and 04.
So, he wasn't here in 04, though.
Right. So, yeah, he just went a minute once.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he threw for 9,700 yards, but 75 touchdowns, 31 interceptions. I mean, there's nothing really there that you can knock anybody off. Like I said, you won some games, but you didn't actually win anything.
He does have the second most passing yards, though, Tennessee history.
Does he?
Behind Manning. Manning has, like, over 11,000.
Is that still the case?
Yeah. And Clawson has, like, 9,000-something.
Okay. So is he our best quarterback of the last 20 years?
Probably better than Dobbs.
But, again, like, I don't, like you're not Kevin Cobb, I mean – 13,000 passing yards. Dalton, 10,000.
He had the single game record for a while, didn't he? Before
Clawson?
Mahomes broke it. No, I was talking about
Cobb.
Cobb at Houston, didn't
he? Maybe.
It was like 700 something yards one game.
Oh, well, it wouldn't surprise me.
Maybe that was Case Keenum. That might have been Case Keenum, actually.
That sounds more. Yeah. That sounds more like it. So, just like I said, a nice little appetizer for the Ty Simpson announcement when you're wondering. When you're wondering why he's not going to pick Tennessee here at 3 o'clock. Although maybe he still does. Maybe he will. Maybe he will. Maybe he will.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Positivity, right?
You never know.
You never know.
The reports are that no one knows.
Don't get your hopes up, everybody.
I guess they're just in the business. They have to put crystal balls in, but that's why everyone has, you know, not a lot of confidence in their picks. They say they don't know. Toss kept it close to the chest, they say.
Does that go in Tennessee's favor? Maybe a little bit?
That no one knows?
Or just, you know, keeping it close to the chest, keeping it very low key?
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, it's not going to be a normal commitment. It's like, it's not open to the public. So, like, he's not going to have to worry about, like, you know, a bunch of Tennessee fans being there booing him when he announces Alabama. It's just going to be, like, invite only type of thing.
I wonder if his brother's going to be there. Isn't his brother, like, the big Clemson fan? They said that it would be an indication that he wasn't going to pick Clemson if he didn't show up.
Oh, I don't.
They didn't want him to make a scene.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah.
How old's his brother?
I don't know.
10?
Yeah, something like that.
I was going to say, why the hell? How old of a brother are we talking about?
Yeah, it's his little brother.
Okay. He's like a little kid.
That's what his dad said in the interview, though. Like, if he wasn't there, like, man, I'd be picking Clemson.
Really?
He'd be pissed off.
That would be pretty funny if a 10-year-old kid just had a rant. I would have at that age if I had it. It was in his shoes. I had a temper problem.
I bet you did.
I
bet you did.
You grabbed a knife, huh?
I had a tender problem. Fork.
Knife.
Fork. Yeah.
Chased my brother around the porch with a fork one time trying to stab him. I was going to kill him if I'd have caught him.
For what?
I think he made fun of my eyebrows. I didn't have eyebrows for a while. I still don't really have them, but like I definitely didn't have them like back then. And he'd always make fun of my eyebrows. I don't know. It always triggered me.
So he went after him with a fork.
And my mom would always just laugh whenever he would do it.
Ah, that makes it worse, huh?
Yeah, she just thought it was funny, which, I mean, in hindsight, I guess it was. I mean, because I sure almost lost my eyeball to a accident, falling into a coffee table. No big deal.
Jeez.
But I grabbed a fork, and I chased him around her porch.
Why a fork? Why not a knife?
There's just a butter knife there, and I figured it was easier just going to be stabbed, like jab the fork. Just, all I want to do is
big
just
brain
one,
serial killer play.
One jab, yeah. Like, all I want to do is catch me, like, slice him in the back with a butter knife. Maybe I could have, but I had a fork.
And I'm the crazy one, right? I'm the crazy looking one, as you say.
You do. Yeah, I'm admitting I have problems. You're a sociopath. You don't kill for anger. I kill for anger. This is a crime of passion. This wasn't premeditated. You're a premeditated type of guy. I'm just I snap and react.
You're struggling at the hitman routine, though. You haven't got a single roast off.
It's hard to take a jab, you know? It's hard to take a jab. So. Just can't find time for it.
It's not like you have a couple of headlines.
Chance is yours. Nah. Let's go.
See, if I'm going to do it, it's got to be good. Boom, and I feel like the more I'm trying to like think of something to say, the more it's not going to be good.
Yeah,
I'm starting to feel that way, too. Yeah.
Hey, I felt that way from the beginning. Oh, texting a couple of suggestions wouldn't hurt. We are a team still.
Oh, I thought he was going to bash you. I thought he was going to lash out on you, Hayden. I thought he was going to lash out on you. Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, this does not look like a hat giveaway. This does not look like a hat giveaway for the Ty Simpson recruitment commitment. You know, like, you know, sometimes they'll put the hats up. And
10 hats up there?
Well, yeah, he's got hats up there, but, like, they all look just like the normal, like, curved hat. Like, they don't look cool is what I'm saying. Like, usually like, a commitment will have, like, one cool hat, and you're like, oh, he's picking that school. It doesn't seem like that, although in the order, it looks like it's alphabetical order. Alabama, Clemson, Ole Miss, Tennessee, UT Martin. It'd be funny if he just picked UT Martin and play for his daddy.
Yeah.
Probably going to take off his jacket and just open his shirt. What probably is going to happen here.
Yeah.
All right. Last call today on the program is brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, give them a call at 865-558-8030, or you can visit them online at g3helpme.com. Serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience, let the G3 team get you the money that you deserve. That's g3helpme.com. They sponsor the G3 Help Me Hotlines. I'm sure the hotlines will be buzzing on the drive after Ty Simpson makes his decision, whatever it shall be.
I'm still holding that hope, John.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we're a little too hateful about it.
Well, something that Callahan said yesterday was that last year one of the biggest surprises was Eric Gilbert just kind of chose LSU out of the blue. No one really thought he was going to go there. Well, I guess it kind of turned out bad, but as he's at Florida now, but nobody had any idea that he was going to go to LSU until the day he committed.
All right. Cameron, what do you got for us?
I got Marine embracing a stereotype.
I love the truth.
Yep.
Well, sometimes apparently people call Marines crayon eaters. Apparently,
what?
That's what this guy said.
A what eater?
Crayon.
Crayon?
Like drawing crayons? Like.
What are you saying?
Crayon.
Crayons.
What are you saying? Cranberry.
Y'all gonna bully me for how I say words again?
I thought you were saying crayons, like cranberries. Like, what?
Yeah.
Crayons.
Crayons. All right.
Like, yeah, you're color
you.
With.
Yeah. You know. I got you now. I'm sorry.
Well, now I'm paranoid because I'm going to say the word a lot in the story. All right.
It's okay.
Well,
just go for it.
Crayon.
Crayons. All right. So, this Marine said one time he was drawing and he put a crayon in his mouth for while he was drawing with a different one, and he said next thing he knew, he was eating it, and he realized he was embracing the stereotype, so he decided to make a company that makes edible crayons.
All right. Edible crayons?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. You know, edible crayons could kill it with, if you could make the red crayon when you go to Red Lobster and get the kids menu, you know, you go to those places in color, if you could make the red crayon taste like cherry, you could eat it after you drew with it. That'd be kind of cool. I mean, not for kids, not for me, but for kids. If you just made it taste like a red fruit roll-up, oh my god.
After you've been touching it with your hands,
yeah,
and
that's my
scraping
thing.
It all over, the table.
Rolling on the floor.
Oh no, I'm touching it with my hands. What else do you? How else do you eat? How do you eat snacks? You don't eat snacks with your hands.
Bearing down on it for a while, touching on the paper or
you know
or the table that
you know
I'm
what?
Sure is very clean.
You know what? You guys are right. Kids, they don't like germs. They are just the cleanest people in the world. My bad. I'm sorry that he would touch his snack with his hand. Oh, the horror. He touched it with his fingers and his palm. How could he ever get through with that?
That seemed like a mess to me, John.
Kids eat dirt.
It's going to melt in the hand.
They make edible panties.
Well,
yeah, they do.
What? Your rebuttal? The
kids eating that?
Maybe.
You're going to get us on a list. That's not a funny joke. I don't like that joke. I don't like that joke.
It's gonna get all over the hands when you're bearing down on it the whole time. It's gonna be
move it back or move it on.
But yeah, he made these, and I think they're made out of chocolate, is what it says here. So basically, yeah, and he also made them triangle shaped so they don't roll off the table.
Okay,
and
that was my concern.
You can actually draw them too. So he hasn't like a fit. He's launching the business, but you know they're still trying to get off the ground, so they're you know asking for like startup money and stuff like that. Of course, but he's got different colors that are like called Squid Blue, Flyboy Yellow, Jarhead Red, Dogface Green,
Jarhead
Bubble
Red,
Pirate Orange.
But it's all chocolate. Doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose of having the colors
involved?
Oh, yeah,
it's all chocolate. That is weird.
Because you said there were.
I don't eat red chocolate, bro. I'm out on that.
Yeah, see,
that's
my thing.
Who's chocolate color?
I thought you said it was chocolate.
It is chocolate. Y'all never eaten M&M's?
Yeah, but
it's different, man.
Crayons, they just seem
fair
fruity.
Point, though.
They seem fruity, though.
Fruit by the foot seemed like a better idea. For
it me. Did, but yeah. I don't know how you. Maybe we'll just put this guy out of business. And
all time table turn, man sues his boss for.
Okay, I'll stop it.
How about this? Tables have turned, my friend. A man sues his female boss for telling him to man up.
Ooh,
I love that.
Wow.
A laboratory scientist is suing the, quote, woman-dominated firm where he worked, claiming that his female boss told him to man up. Daniel Price alleges that there was extreme discrimination against males and that it made the company a toxic workplace. His manager told him men are less organized and that he was repeatedly ordered to go away during girls-only conversations. Mr. Price said he was the only worker instructed to carry boxes, being told, quote, because you're a man. He once refused due to a hernia, but was ordered to man up and get on with it. It's only a few boxes. He was dismissed last May after 16 months with the company. An employee judge ruled he has an arguable case for sex discrimination. They will have a full trial.
He does. I'm tired of the double standards. If you want equality, it's going to go both ways.
Goes both ways.
I'm all for this.
Goes both ways.
I'm doing this next time somebody tells me to man up.
Despite what the crazy liberal left wants you to think, you can be discriminated against as a white straight male.
Yeah, we found the loophole.
Yeah. White straight males are not terrorists. We can be discriminated against despite what the loony liberal media wants you to think.
Those libs.
MSESPN won't let you believe it, but it's true. This man was discriminated against. You can't just say man up and get away with it. No.
Watch.
Imagine if it was the other way. Imagine if it was a man telling a woman to be.
Get back in the kitchen.
There you go. Thank you, Kim. I was going to say continue just to smell really good and be a pleasure to be around. But yeah, get back in the kitchen. Hey, go make us a sandwich since you're more of a woman. Imagine if the roles were reversed, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people would be up in arms.
Yeah.
And that's what the libs want you to think, but no.
Man bad. Not in this case. No. Mr. Price is going to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
To man up.
I can't believe someone would do that.
Good for him, though, for standing up for it.
Gotta go out on a date. Oh, I believe in equal rights and feminism.
Okay, maybe it's just a regional thing. I asked some of my friends how they pronounce crayons, and my friends from like back home where I'm from say crayon, too.
Say what?
Crayon.
There's no Y in the way you're saying it.
No.
So?
Or an O.
Yeah.
It's just C-R-A-N. It's
like 64-pack crayons.
Crayons. It's not how you... Crayons? Is that what you're saying? Crayons?
Crayons.
Crayons.
He's saying crayons. Yeah. Yep.
Crayons.
I'm texting my friends. I'm getting bullied on the radio for talking like we do.
Snowflake. Look at Snowflake Cam over here.
I'm about to sue here.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you're saying, John? What's your little phrase?
I'm going to have to make a poll or something.
Oh, I don't know.
Your little acronym, whatever it is.
Oh, DBAT.
Yeah, there you go. DBAT. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Don't be a meow. Man up, Cam.
I'm good with it. I went through my whole story.
Crayons.
Yeah.
Crayon.
That's great.
I mean, I understand like some country people might say it. Like, I understand that, but it's not the right way to say it. Crayons. Crayon.
It's crayons. Crayon. It's just crayons. Why put all that effort into making all those other noises?
Well, I say many words, few words do trick. The drive's up next. They'll keep you up to date on where Ty Simpson commits. Hopefully it's Tennessee. Probably not going to be, but hopefully. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio Live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios.